My name is Joe Castro, and you're now listening to A Millennial's Third Eye.
Do you know what pisses me off? The media's obsession with blaming me.
Are millennials spoiled babies?
This is an intensive. It's about two and a half hours. It's live. It's with myself.
Crystals. Make sure you got your crystals. Cleanse everything. Cleanse your eyes. Holy water.
Millennials stink.
Millennials have it too easy. Millennials are the absolute cheapest.
Have you met someone and you're wondering, are they my twin flame?
Are the absolute cheapest. Now, consequently,
they are ruining Halloween.
They're the thin-skinned generation.
Millennials. Blame it on the millennials.
Well, you signed a soul contract to be with it.
That doesn't send me for anything. You're so unaware.
Unaware? I was born with Saturn in the second house and my moon rising, okay?
An emotional connection, but there's a soul connection that is undeniable. Some people believe that twin flames are the same soul divided into two different bodies.
Spiritual awakenings, very, very different from what was happening before, where our spiritual awakenings tend to occur a little bit more slowly in more of a linear fashion. Now suddenly everything is accelerating.
We're here to have some fun, hang out with Candace, maybe have a guest, maybe laugh at you, maybe you laugh at me. Let's have fun. A millennial's third eye, bitch. I'm a psychic. You know, I'm feeling pretty alive.
That's a very long intro. Sorry.
It is, yeah. I cut it short because it could have kept going, but I was like, somewhere around here, I'm gonna master the audio of reducing the volume, and then I'm sitting here going, wait, why is it going? Where do I? And okay, here we go. My microphone works.
That's funny. Nice, yay.
I tested it out by calling the wrong person before you, and they heard me, so I know my microphone works.
Nice.
So what's going on?
Yeah,
have you seen the YouTube videos I dropped for horoscopes?
Oh, I haven't had a chance yet. I've been kind of busy. We got a hurricane coming to Florida again. So
again?
We've been a little bit again. Yeah, so be prepared. So I've been a little busy, but I saw last night that you were dropping some. I don't
wow.
watch Facebook a whole lot.
So when there's a hurricane coming, no one will be watching Joe's YouTube videos.
Probably not. They'll be lucky to have internet.
Are you voting today?
I'm not talking about politics.
I know. Sorry, I shouldn't have brought
it up. I am not. Yeah, ask you the same question. Are you voting, Joe?
My dad asked me, and I said, if you want me to, and I have my own political opinions. I don't even want to get into politics. That's not why. I don't even know why I asked that question. My bad.
Well, it's on everyone's mind. Like, it's actually in the background right now on my TV. It's everywhere because it's what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's what's going on right now in the world.
You know what also today is, aside from Election Day, it's the Blood Moon.
Is it now?
Mm-hmm. I think it's tonight.
We need to, I don't know if you heard about this, but so the Powerball, right? The Powerball is up to like 1.9 billion.
Wow.
And it was supposed to be, the numbers were supposed to be, play that in reverse and it'll make sense. So the numbers were supposed to be pulled last night and they weren't due to like technical difficulties. And I don't know if that's ever happened. Yeah.
That sounds pretty odd. Yeah.
Very weird. I want to blame it on the blood moon, but I can't blame anything. Who knows? Maybe I will win. Who knows? We don't know. But
You can't win if you don't play.
Right. You can't fuck around and find out if you haven't fucked around yet. You can't find out if you haven't fucked around.
There you go.
You cannot find out if you have not fucked around. I love that. So we have our sponsors. We gotta thank our sponsors. The sponsors today are by the Seven of Swords. Seven of Swords is, hey, we know that you made some poor decisions and you also have to make some new ones, but try not to avoid the proper endings so that you can have a new beginning, followed by the Star card in reverse. Things can be in alignment if you don't avoid the problem. So that's our sponsors for today. What's the topic that is on your – what is in the background, Candace? It is loud as fuck.
Oh, in my background? I'm outside. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'm not bad.
Well, no, I really don't. So, my home situation's a little weird. I moved back here with my parents temporarily with my daughter and my fiance. And I don't have any personal space. So the place that I could really do this is outside. So my daughter's in school right now. So my mom's baking, and she's got the music on. So I don't know what you're hearing.
Well, now it's all right. I heard a TV. I think. So what's the topic? What's going on you think we should discuss? What's something in your life or what's on your mind? What can we discuss for the world? You know, I don't know why. Maybe here's what we could talk about. I've been in a really good mood and –
Yeah.
And I'm not taking any drugs. And for real, some people say like on the DL, they're microdosing. For all you out there, I'm in a good mood and I have not microdosed or done that the past couple of days, or I don't do it in general. I've taken mushrooms once or twice, very small dosage. I've been in a great mood, and despite all odds, I could be like miserable, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, like, if this was the old Joe, I mean, like, old Joe meaning, like, 3 months ago, old Joe would have been, like, annoyed. And I went, wow, never thought about that. And that's very true. So, yeah, I don't I think I'm just in alignment.
You have evolved, young grasshopper.
I have evolved. You heard it here first, everyone. I don't know what stage of the evolution I'm at right now. I want to say, like, what animal of this evolution am I? I'm a black panther at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, color and race is not participant, it's just an animal. It's a choice that came out. You know, silk is smooth, very elegant, uh-huh. and handsome, and, you know, as a masculine, but I could be a little vicious, but I'm out to play. You know what I'm saying? That's what animal are you? What are you today in this evolution?
I've been in this phase for a while of the owl.
Oh, very cliche.
I know. I can't help it, but it's the truth.
You're a hoot. You are a hoot.
Joe and his dad jokes. That's great.
I don't know why,
but
I feel like
I know
calling
what
someone.
Say, but it is. I mean, I'm just, you know, getting very, like, gaining information a lot in the past couple of years. Becoming wise.
I feel like calling someone just to surprise them and have them participate in the radio show, like, who should we call? Let's make this a little wild.
I don't have any friends. You're my only friend. No, all my friends are at work. They have jobs.
They have jobs. All my other friends, they have real life stuff.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Well, let's not think about that. I mean, like, Yes. I mean, we're working, Candace. You're making awesome crystal jewelry, which is the link is in the description here.
Sweet. Thank you.
And it's in every show now. I have mastered the copy and paste. And the only thing about this Blog Talk Radio thing I don't like is that every time I create an episode, I have to re-tag everything, which is not – like YouTube, I just have to copy the previous – I could copy the previous tags. But, yeah, so Blog Talk Radio, if you're hearing this, adjust that setting, you know. Yeah, I was thinking about calling someone. I actually thought that Steven answered the phone before and you were messing with me. And I was like, so is this not Candace? the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, don't call him.
I don't have Steven's number. I don't have Steven's number. I don't know. In the meantime, I'm going to think about it. I want to surprise someone, have them participate in the conversation of shenanigans. I wanted to talk about, too, I want to bring back topics and have something in mind. Coming back. Bring it back, Joe. What is it? It's coming back to me now. What was it? You know, I've been thinking about, like I said last episode, going back to topics that I started with, you know, the star seed stuff, getting in touch with your inner being or your intuition and, you know, your higher self. This is what people really call the higher self. And the higher self is, and look, this shit ain't easy because you get in tune with yourself, and then you go back into the real world. You go to your job or something, you have stuff going around. And you, like, it's that readjustment. It's like, oh, right, I was good over there. And you feel it. You know, you feel, like, off or something. But what is something, like, what comes to mind when you're learning about getting in touch with yourself? Like, I'm a human, per se, alien, light being, starseed. But I have my own human pros and cons. I think people think being spiritual is like you're this perfect person every day and you're so zen. What's your thoughts on that when you're getting in touch with yourself, or what have you experienced that? And when I say experience, I'm not saying a profound story. I'm like just more so your feelings or thoughts that you remember going, oh, and you know that was your inner higher selfish.
Oh man, your inner God. Aha moments, you know. I still have those. But hold on, repeat the question one more time. My ADD just got away with me.
Yeah. So, what's like a little moment or like a tiny experience you had that connection or emotion or thought where you aligned with yourself? What that feel like to you? It can be very simple. It doesn't have to be a profound like.
Have like these like deja vu moments.
Go with that. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, when I have those, it's weird for me. Why I'll have those moments and I'm like, okay, like I've been here before, you know, and then to like watch it, like to listen and have it play out, you know, like those kind of moments. When those happen, like, I'm aligned. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing because, I mean, I was already there before. It's like merging two different timelines. It's like merging. You know what I mean?
Mm. You know what? I love that because here I'm talking about being happy, right? And I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, I could easily be, like, not happy. And I just... Yeah. Even despite all odds, like, I started doing the YouTube videos. And I think this is a great conversation. We're talking about timelines now, merging. So timelines for everyone listening, I'm very metaphysical, and I talk about timelines, timeline jumping. People want to time travel when it comes to chill out. So timelines are potential decisions and direction, but – you can make a decision that keeps you in a lower vibration, which is sadness, or a higher vibration that brings you happiness. Now,
right.
In reality, we allow, for the most part, for over these centuries, our external reality to influence our internal, meaning I'll be happy when I have X amount of money, or I'll be happy when I have this. So what I was saying before is I was doing the YouTube videos, and also, you know, keep in mind, we're doing a radio show. This is bringing me happiness. And yeah, I could sit here and be like, oh man, I only gained like a couple followers or gained like, but what you're talking about, Candace, is that deja vu or timeline blend where it's like, oh, this is where I'm meant to be. That's what I got from that. What else have you been thinking or discovering? I want to hear from you. I want to hear what's up with you.
God, I don't know. It's like
be real, whatever you got going on, you want to vent about. This is where we speak our truth.
They're subtle things that just make you, you know, those aha moments. You're like, oh, okay. But I mean, it's all real subtle because, you know, like I'll have conversations with you or with my dad and, you know, these really deep conversations. And then, I don't know, somewhere down the line, like whatever it is, like it'll just click. Oh, yeah, we talked about this. And, you know, and then like here it is in the present, you know, it's, but it's real subtle stuff that you don't even like, you don't realize it usually as you're going about your day, doing your thing.
Well, it's all subtle. For my frame of thinking, I haven't thought about it in a while until recently. You know, you can ask why people come in and out of your life, because our reality is our mirror, and it's also the universe's way of helping us learn about energy, ourselves, and it's not fun because in the beginning you're like, well, they're insecure, and you start to learn the framework of stuff, but the truth is that when someone isn't loving themselves, then, you know, you need to also think, okay, are you reflecting back to them that they need to love themselves? It's a whole different, I'm not saying freak out about everything, but freak out about everything. No, I also, you know what? I want to talk about this. Candace,
let's talk about it.
I'm 31 years old. I'm an Italian-American in New York, and I don't know why I'm giving you these details, but the thing I wanted to talk about was, people that want to, let's say like you have a friend that wants to hang out, right? And this is just something that crossed my mind within the past like months that I want to talk about, so I'm going to talk about it. They just like come in and they're cool. They're super cool. You've been friends with them before or you're still, and let's say it's me, right? And I'm like, let's hang out, Candace. And you're like, all right, Saturday, let's get coffee. And then Saturday comes. And you message me and you're like, hey, we still down for coffee or hanging out today or catching up? And I just don't respond to you at all. And you know what? I haven't responded to you for like, I don't know, a month. I find it fucked up.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, it's like you're being ghosted or something.
Well, yeah, it's technically being ghosted. And as a spiritual person, the answer to that is really just like, all right, cool. It's no problem. But somewhere deep inside
like,
of me, yeah.
Like, the way I kind of, I don't know, I guess I'm weird like that. But, like, I feel as though people come in and out of our lives for various reasons in different seasons, you know what I mean? And, like, something like that where, you know, you may want to hang out with the person, but again, like, they're just not, they're ghosting you. It's up to me. It's like the universe is doing it for a reason. You know,
yeah,
maybe they didn't,
mean,
they don't have the great intentions with you or, you know, or they're, I don't want to say it, but, you know, they're like dead weight in your life. They don't bring any sustenance to your life. They don't make your life any better. I mean, you're just looking to meet up to like catch up, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, I'm with you on that. There's the spiritual, like, people come and go, But this happened like, it happened a couple times to me. And I, you know, I want to say, obviously, if I didn't care, I wouldn't care about it. But a part of me bothers me because I think people overthink and judge situations sometimes. Like I,
yeah,
yes, in the past and still probably a little bit in the present, I'm a flirt. But at the same time, I'm very respectful and a very like blunt and straightforward. So I think people are intimidated by me, even if I'm just saying, hey, like you invite me to get coffee, like we're a different story. You're my best friend. But
right.
Hanging out, like I'm not saying, hey, let's get coffee, and I'm not going to verbally say it out loud and fuck. Like, I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is like, let's hang out. You like, you recently are in the area. Let's catch up. And like, I'm a cool person. And I think that, yes, people come in and out of, thank you, you are too, in and out of our life. But like, it like happened twice where I'm like, all right, one person was like nonchalant about it. Another person was like just straight up dipped and like didn't even respond to my last message. And I'm a very courteous person.
Wow.
Like, hey, sorry. I don't know. It bothered me a little bit. But at the same time, yeah, people come in and out of our life. I guess the reason, oh, here's the topic I wanted, speaking your truth. And that's what I was trying to say is just speak your truth. Like I'm not, people are afraid. You know what, why it's important to speak your truth? Because let's say there's layers. Let's say there's like four layers of an onion, and layer one, you finally start to speak layer one's truth, which is, you know what? Maybe it's aggravating and you're aggravated and you're like, I just can't do this anymore. And I don't want to do that. I need to do this. Da da da. That's layer one. So you remove that. Layer two, you start to get actually more in touch with yourself as you're doing this because you started to tell yourself, I'm not holding back anymore. So you go to layer two. And layer two is like, you know what? By the way, yeah, you know what? I'm not doing that. I'm going to do this. I don't care what anyone thinks. You start to speak your truth verbally, whether it's to yourself or people. And then, you know what, the fun part is, and people don't like to hear this, is that telling people off, and maybe I'm using the wrong term, speaking your truth sometimes hurts too, but you need to speak it. And
right.
They don't want to upset someone, so they get too comfortable. But then you start saying it anyway. You're like, you know what, I'm actually upset with you about blah, 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 blah. And it's actually the best things you can do because you start to go deeper within that layer. And you start to feel better and more in tune with yourself. I'm not saying now go out everyone and go tell everyone off, but I'm saying speak your truth. Shit. Like,
right. I mean, if something is bothering you, you know, like if you, especially if you really value that relationship, you know, more importantly, the relationship with yourself, you know, if something's bothering you, you should be able to say, you know, hey, this is really, you know, messed up. This bothered me. I didn't appreciate that. You know your self-worth. You know what I mean?
I, even with dating, right? And I've seen this happen too. Even in the past with dating or meeting people, there's the, I want to call it like the sugar coat cushion of dating where there's this like, you get to know someone very like basic, and you know, we're 2022 now, so it's online mostly. And so you have this bullshit conversation. And I'm a very blunt person. I'd rather not sugarcoat shit. Because you know what happens later on? And I can't stand that feeling of like I'm talking to someone and all I feel is I'm limiting how much of myself or my expectation. It's an expectation. People are holding an expectation instead of verbalizing it. And I'm the type of person that's like very blunt and goes, hey, my name's Joe. And this is what I'm looking for. And people have this expectation bullshit. And they're not speaking their truth. And then what happens? You find out 3 months later, 6 months later, after you put all that time and effort that they don't want to have kids, or I'm not saying that happened to me. I'm just saying in general, or they're like, they don't believe in this and they don't want to deal with it. And this is where people get fucked up too, because they want to date someone or they meet someone they really like, and they put on this facade, and they know.
Yep.
And let's say they're meeting me hypothetically, and they know that I'm spiritual, they know that I'm awesome and funny, and I'm a great guy. But later on, they come up with like one reason that they don't like me anymore. And this is just hypothetical. I'm just giving an example. And then all of a sudden, everything else that they were cool with putting up with in their mind, they're not cool with anymore. And it's like this bullshit. And that's what I think people need to stop doing spiritually is stop bullshitting the bullshitter, which is yourself. I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Speak your truth. And this is, no, you're, don't be sorry. It's their fault. I heard that car. And this is where, like, we have to get real with ourselves. We have to get real with ourselves because otherwise we keep, it's a weird explanation, Candace. Maybe you can help me with this. Getting to know yourself after, like, years of knowing yourself.
Well, I mean, you're constantly evolving, but I mean, I just want to share an experience. So, I mean, I'm not some young buck. And so when I started dating, when me and my fiance started dating, I was getting out of a divorce. I was going through a divorce. I was getting out of a marriage. And it was I'm at that phase where, you know, I'm just tired. I don't want no bullshit games. This is what I got. This is what I'm coming with. You know, I've got kids and yada, yada, yada. You know, because he's like almost 10 years younger than me. So, and right off the bat, I was like, listen, we need open communication. And this is what I'm looking for. And if you're not wanting it, let me know. And so from the beginning, we've always had that playing field. Like, I knew that he didn't want any more kids and I didn't want any more. So, like, that was never an issue because we got it out of the way, like, right away, you know, because I didn't want to waste my time and he didn't want to waste his time either. So, like you say, being, you know, true to yourself and being authentic, because there's nothing wrong with wanting what you want. Like, if you're just looking to date just to, like, fuck around and have fun, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, or if you're looking to, like, settle down. But both people, both parties have to be on the same page, and if not, so you just go your separate ways, you know, and it is what it is, you know, no harm, no foul, you know, instead of, like, a year down the line and, you know, your partner's like, nope, I don't want no kids, I don't want a family, I don't want to get married, and you're like, what?
Isn't that funny when someone, like, just gets annoyed and they're like, yeah, I'm not putting up with anything I was willing to put up with anymore. I was lying to myself.
like, what is that? That's bullshit. Like, are you serious? And then why not tell me now? Why not tell me, like, 5 months ago when you started feeling this way? Why now? We just moved in, yada, yada, you know. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a male or female. I don't like the gender separation thing. It's just people. But I can't emphasize enough, like, we all have to stop caring about what the world thinks about us. Like, I'm not saying just relationships. Stop worrying about what the world will think about you, about your money, your success story right now. You know what I found out? Majority of everyone I know, and this could be like a, sure, we can look at it in a mirror aspect in so many different ways, but my point is many people in the world right now don't have what we are trying to all have. And it's basically a way that showed me, like, look, you're just competing with yourself. Like, you don't have to worry. Everyone, people that are going to love you are going to love you for who you are, not for, and this is a big thing. Being successful, like, it comes with a time frame of really working hard at your goals and dreams. There's going to be a whole chapter of a big book of fuck-ups, and there's going to be a big book of who was there for this time and who was there for that time and who stayed around for the whole thing.
Right.
And those are the people that you experience throughout that journey that are meant to be a part of your success story in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who the real ones are. And that's because you're real. You spoke your truth. You acted a fool, but they still love you. And stop caring about what people think. We got a caller, Candace. You ready to take a caller?
Oh, Nelly.
Maybe they want to join the conversation. Maybe it's just a conversation.
Sure.
Or maybe it's I don't know. I don't know everything.
Let's find out.
But we have area code 856. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What can we do for you? Good morning.
Hi, it's Rosemaria from New Jersey.
Good morning.
How's it going? Good morning. So what's your thoughts on this topic this morning?
Just basically gave up on relationship and everything else. So no more faith and no more trust. So.
So that's a personal thing. I was asking about the topic we were talking about. So you gave up on love and trust?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's not fun.
When you burn so many times, you know, and it's hard. When you put everything into something and then it gets, like, taken away or they walk away, you know, it's hard.
Right. True.
It's hard.
Well, we tend to put our trust and love in people. Sometimes it's even family and friends. And we hold this expectation like they should understand us. And not that they don't, but we come to realize too is that we have to be responsible for our own happiness and not rely on people, which is, it sounds shitty, but so what can we do for you, Rosemary?
Whatever you guys can pick up. I know I've been changing, trying to get out of where I'm working now. So if there's anything coming up positive so I can get out and do what I want to do for it.
Yeah. I'm going to be blunt with you. You have to start giving your – it's hard to explain, but I'm going to do it the best way possible. You have to start literally – bringing happiness to yourself and not relying on other things to make you happy. Like, don't wait for money to come in. Don't think about it. Don't think about what you don't have or what's, like, you need to return your own happiness to you, because what's happening is that it's delaying progress that you're waiting for to come in, and it's also preventing you from raising your vibration. And it's all, so the thing is about, you're going to get what you want. I see you going for what you're looking for and getting to get accomplished.
Uh-huh.
But you have to stop thinking in the sense of, well, I don't have it now, so I can't do it and I'm not happy. And then what I'm also seeing is that you go into other topics that don't work out or haven't worked out. So you need to, like, you know what? Buy yourself flowers or bring some joy into your room, because you need to show yourself how valuable you really are. And you need to remind yourself that no matter what age or time in your life that you're at right now, it doesn't mean that you're failing. It doesn't mean that you don't deserve or won't find and get to the levels of life that you're seeking. Because I'm not sitting here and bullshitting you. You will, but I need you to let go of the past. That's really what it comes down to.
Okay. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Candace, what do you got?
Well, it's like, like a mental conflict kind of with you, where you're at now. You're not happy there and so much doing what it is that does make you happy, but it's that transition, you know, because, like, I mean, we got bills, we got lives, we can't just stop working without making sure everything is taken care of. So it's hard, you know, to make that transition. But have faith in that what it is that you want to do is going to work out for you. The whole job situation, the whole career change. But you have to take baby steps in order to do it. You have to work toward it. It's just not going to, like, fall in your lap, kind of. You have to, like, kind of actively pursue it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's not happening.
But it's more, I guess, the feeling you want to work for yourself. Like, you don't want to do the 9-to-5. You kind of want to do something that you're passionate about.
Right.
But it's just
the other thing,
like,
too, is,
yeah.
The other thing too is that the other thing too is you need to cleanse your home, and I want to explain why you need to cleanse your home.
Good morning.
What's up, Krista? I was gonna surprise
everyone. Good morning.
So let me just finish this up real quick. you got to cleanse your home. And the reason why I say that is because you've built up all this energy of thinking and emotions. And what I'm also getting to is, I don't know the last time when you have cleansed, and sage doesn't always do the job, but you need to do your own thing. What I recommend doing too is you get a plate, a white plate, a glass of water, and you fill the water up to the glass. You put the plate on top of it upside down. You flip it, and you put a white candle on the top of the cup, and you ask your spiritual guides to take and remove any negativity in the home to the water. And after the candle is done, you dump it outside.
Okay, cool.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
All right, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Have a good morning.
So what's up, Krista? I clicked the pause button, but I was telling Candace, I was like, I want to call and surprise someone, and I was texting you. So what's going on? How you been?
Good morning.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's,
I knew she was going to call her.
You did?
Good morning, Krista.
Good morning.
It's been a while. How you been?
Oh, it's been a journey.
Yeah, it's definitely been a journey.
Right?
It has been. It has been. And, yeah, this lunar eclipse is no joke.
It's very interesting.
Interesting energies out there.
Yeah.
I lit my candle that unblocks all paths. Joe knows what that is. I did my offering. So I'm like, okay, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen.
So we were just talking earlier about, like, things that we either experienced recently in the sense of, like, when I talked about, Candace, like self-love and like rediscovering yourself and the higher self, I talked about annoying things like just people ghosting. Like I want to know, like, what's something that maybe is on your mind that you want to talk about in the spiritual human, anything in general topic that we can have fun with?
On any topic or on
anything, life in general, just like, Whatever comes up that, like, you want to discuss, because it's like basically there's no rules on this radio show. So
okay,
anything that's kind of like annoying you in the world with people, or because this is, we know we're human, we know that we have the healing and we have the alignment. It could be about driving. I don't know. Like what's been on your mind that you want to, what pops in your head, or it could be good stuff too.
Yeah, no, I would love to share my experience with my light being friends recently. So I'm a certified color coach, and so I work with color, and I've been working with color on helping my clients at first contact lately.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yes. So I've kind of been switching it up, and I'm like, well, shit, I can't teach this unless I do it myself first.
Yeah.
So I started off with white about 3 weeks ago, and white, when you use it for spiritual reasons, is for different, but working with the light beings, they communicated that white is for clear communication. And so, okay.
Ooh.
So I worked with white for a whole week, and then it was just like, there was no blockages for the information that was coming through. So that was cool.
That's what's up.
Then we moved to blue, and I did that 2 weeks ago, and Joe knows, so I booked my trip. I'm going to Egypt in December and March because I'm going to be doing I'm super pumped and excited, looking at some property out there for a healing center. So I'm going, and so when I activated blue, I started feeling the ley lines in the ground. And if anybody's familiar with blue light frequency, our taillights should actually be blue because blue is the furthest color that we can see with the human eye.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, okay, this has something to do with space and distance, space and distance. Mm. And as I was walking, like I said, I started feeling the ley lines underneath my feet. And then My goal is Lara Croft Tomb Raider. That's my goal. I'm going to fully embody it. And so I've been doing a lot of walking, and when I was walking, I was noticing that I could very tell the slight differences of the incline and decline. And so I'm like, oh, this is interesting. I'm like, why are you doing this? And they said, so I could navigate in and out of temples. I'm like, oh.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
So you're preparing for this, like, higher self, multidimensional Egypt trip.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So when people, do they pick the color or that they vibrate with, or how do you work with people on that with the color or? Like,
I do it through meditation, activation. I'm going to be holding a class on November 30th. If anybody is interested, reach out to me, nice. Krista Marie Miller, C-R-I-S-T-A. It's through meditation and activation. And so when you're working with your spiritual team, you activate it in your crown. But when you're working with your light being friends or star family, you activate it in your pineal gland. So, yes. So I've noticed that when you are connecting in with your star family, you have to really focus in on the pineal gland and empty all thought. And it's almost like you can almost feel like a wiggle, like a little worm or something in there.
I'm supposed to work with you eventually on all this stuff too. I forgot about that. So when you have time, I know you're a busy person, but yeah. Light activation. That's what it's called.
Color activation.
Color activation.
Or light activation. I like that too.
If someone says like they see the color magenta, is it like they're gay or it's like?
No.
I'm joking. I was talking with a friend of mine. He's very gullible, but he's funny. And I told him one day, because I was very into the God stuff, God consciousness, and it comes in and out. And I said to him randomly, because I've told him too. I was like, listen, I got a message for you. But I told him one day, because I was going through my comedy phase still, and I said, God wants me to tell you that you need to stop masturbating so much. And he goes, I was waiting for you to tell me that. I knew it. And I was like, God also has told me. I'm serious. That's what I said. I said, God also told me to tell you that you need to send me all your money. He was like, I was going to send you money. I just didn't know how much. I was like, bro, I'm joking. Calm down.
What happened?
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, and now I'm working with Red, and Red has brought in Sacred Mother Hathor, and I haven't fully gotten understood
Sacred
what it
Mother
means.
Hathor.
Hathor, yeah.
I got to Google this. Sacred. I don't know. I've never heard of it, but I got to check it out.
Hathor is the Egyptian god who is a woman with a cow face.
Okay.
Yes. So,
at
Hathor,
first I thought it was a Viking.
No, Hathor is a feminine god.
Yo, Candace's daughter's name is Isis.
There you go. There's a connection. So Hathor became Sekhmet when Ra decided that the people down in Egypt were not paying attention to him and they were not worshiping him enough. So he sent Hathor down to basically kill all humans. And Hathor is this, like, loving, gentle being. And so when she came down to Earth, she turned into Sekhmet, who is the lioness god.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
she... Exactly. Ravage of blood, you know, death and destruction.
You know, it's weird you said that, because I saw the picture and I just felt, like, the red color, and then I felt blood, but at the same time I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. Like, you tell me. So go ahead, keep going.
But Sekhmet's awesome. Like, Sekhmet and, you know, Kali, one of the Hindu gods, you don't mess around with them. Like, they will come down and... Can I curse on here? I don't know.
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
They can fuck shit up. She can fuck shit up, like, literally.
Fuck it up.
Yeah. So what the humans did was they tricked Sekhmet, and they turned the water into red and made it look like wine. And blood, wine, yes. And so Sekhmet came and drank it and passed out in a stupor. And then when she woke back up, she was nice and gentle in Hathor again.
Okay. Careful what you drink out there, people, wine or not. But it might make you gentle and kind again. It might be the wine.
You never know.
But either way, it's a good thing.
It might be the wine.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome if they have a sex med wine. It's like, hey, not only
that
is this gonna chill, you should do that, Krista. Not only is this going to bring you that awesome tipsiness, but it will chill you out and bring you back to the sweet stuff that you know. And not kill people.
No, it's not.
Don't be a sex med. Be a Hathor.
I think I might need t-shirts that say that.
It's like a Snickers commercial where they're hangry, where you tell your friend, you're like, you're being kind of like a segment. I need you to be more of a
Nice. That's
dope, though.
Yes.
So, yeah, so, I don't know what's up with the moon either, though. I mean, oh, it's the blood moon, too, you said, right? So what's up?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the blood moon?
Know that it's going to really, like, people are even saying do not charge your crystals on this full moon because the energy is so intense that it's not meant for clearing. This is meant for transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it makes
you want
a lot
your crystals
of sense.
To have different properties, maybe.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a transformational moon. It's in Taurus, and Taurus is all about home life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, watch out what's going on in home. That's why I lit my candles. This
morning.
There
you go.
Did my rituals. Yep.
Well, I can tell you this. It's been interesting, but at the same time, I've been really happy too. It's very like, I love this new side of me. It's not like, you know, a lot of people want something to happen to be happy. I've just been more in alignment. I was telling Candace before. I feel like more in alignment. And happy just to be happy. So I'm loving this blood moon. I feel like I'm a Pokemon at this point. I'm evolving like stage 3 of my evolution of Pokemon.
Well, it sounds like the moon is going to bring like a lot of shadow work. A lot of, like you said, Krista, like transformation.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything that comes along with that, you know, and being in Taurus, Taurus is like an earth sign. So like that grounding element. So it's going to be hopefully very grounding and a very surreal experience for some people.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cards that I pulled out earlier for the sponsor, but it was fun and true, was the Seven of Swords. And what was the other card again? I forget. The star card in reverse, I think. And it was about basically what we're talking about now is don't run from your problem because it's meant to complete something. So it's really shadow working in the essence. And then, Krista, we were also talking about speaking your truth and why it's important and how that really comes out. Anything you want to add to that?
If I clear my throat. Well, I'm getting information about the eclipses. It's a portal to evolve your soul cycles. So it's very cyclical as well. And also it's on the, and I know this from a previous post, that it's on the eclipse axis is with Scorpio and Taurus. So they're kind of like the signs that rule the two worlds. So Scorpio is a source of spirit-based, and Taurus is very much earth-based, as you said. They work closely in our sacral energy, and... Guess what? Hathor and Sekhmet. There we are again. Because Hathor is Taurus and Sekhmet is Scorpio.
I started doing YouTube horoscope videos again, and I still got to do a couple more to finish the horse. But I got to like Sagittarius and Capricorn or something like that. And I don't know what's going on with like if there's two people. It's like two people in different aspects, but they were.
Yes.
I think it was Sagittarius and Capricorn. And I was like, what the hell's going on with these two? But,
They're going through their evolutionary process. Like, because Callum's a Sagittarius, my boyfriend, and then my son's Capricorn, Brennan. Yeah, I don't doubt you guys, you are picking up on stuff for them. Because I think everybody's going through an evolutionary soul process, but those two signs do seem intense. Yeah. Brennan woke up with no voice this morning. So he's homesick right now. Yeah, no voice, 103 temperature.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
Well, I hope he gets better soon.
Thank you. It's all good.
It's all going to be all right.
Maybe I should ask him, what truth do you need to speak today, son?
Right?
Right?
Yeah. Write it down. Write it down. Put it on
write
paper.
It down.
You can't see. What's bothering you?
Mm-hmm.
See, I would mess with my mom and be like, the spirits, the demons are after me or something.
Should we get a kick out of that?
I've been more playful at home. That's my evolution. Like, instead of things bothering me, I just take it around and go, how can I make fun and make funnies with this? But that's been good. I'm trying to remember the last funny thing I've done. Well, I'm always trying to be funny, but I haven't done the open mics recently because I just like things that were happening, not in a bad way. It's more so like I didn't need to do it right now, but it brought me back to this, which I'm great and happy about. We do have a caller. I don't know if, Chris, if you want to take a caller with us or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We got area code 850. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your social security number?
This is Michelle calling from Florida.
What's up, Michelle?
Hi, Michelle.
And that social security number whenever you're ready.
Oh, I was just wanting to see about any spiritual messages.
All right, who wants to go first?
Right, you guys can go.
Well, I gotta set my face first, so I wasn't planning on this.
All right, we'll take one. We'll let you go after this, Krista.
Do
your daily contribution.
Yes.
But you are good at what you do.
Right,
Candace,
no, I didn't hear you.
Oh, Krista, she's very good at what she does.
We're all good at what
you
do. Candace, too. Chris is awesome, though.
Oh, I appreciate that. All right, it's Michelle, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you have a hard time sleeping last night? Like, you kept waking up over and over again?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And
my daughter did,
too.
Yeah. Because the first thing I saw was, like, disrupted sleep. There is some heavy energy where you live. It's disrupting your sleep, and it's almost like you're trying to figure out the correct path or the correct way. And it's interesting, you and your daughter parallel each other a lot, very, very similar, similar soul path, but very different personalities. Does this make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So I'm automatically getting, you're both spiritually sensitive. I will say one of you works with the dark. And when I say the dark, I don't want you to, like, get all scary or anything like that, like, because we all have dark and light within us, and we have to honor both. But one of you works with the dark and one of you works with the light. I want to say that you are more capable working with the dark and she's more capable working with the light. So you guys have to join forces together. May I ask, how old is she?
She is 25.
Okay, good. Okay. You both have the gift of prophecy. You both have the gift of, fate, destiny, future fortune. It's like, you both are very, very sensitive. Why, she's afraid of her gift, correct?
I think maybe because I'm older, I do know I have something because I see dreams and then I see things before it happens and I think things and then it's like I was just thinking that, you know, and it happens all the time. And so I don't know what I am, to be honest, because I've had dreams that come true. I've seen things right before it happens. And then if I walk in a room, I immediately know if I can trust somebody. And I have to get in a quiet place because I am very ADHD to calm my mind. Music helps me. I'm just not one of those persons that meditate. It just comes to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really know how to develop it. I mean, and sometimes it just happens. And I'm like, oh, I was just thinking that, you know, or it's just like something I thought in my head. I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah.
I think she has it too.
You both do. You both definitely do.
And she was born on my birthday.
Aww, that's
oh, wow.
Special. Yeah,
aww.
There we go. There's that twin feeling I was getting.
Yeah.
Very, like I said, very, very similar, but very different. I know we're talking about the moon, but are you familiar with astrology at all, Michelle?
Not really, but I got up early this morning and looked at the eclipse.
Mitsubishi or? God, that's me.
I would suggest if you can look at both of yours and her moon, there is information that is held within the moon in your astrological charts that will give you further information. And you can go to like astrocafe.com or anywhere where you can get your free chart and just YouTube what your moon sign is for both of you.
Huh.
If you like and follow Joe's page, A Millennial's Third Eye, because he always has amazing classes that help develop and really support you in your spiritual journey.
I was actually going to say, like, Krista does too, but...
Well, I'm actually no longer taking one-on-one clients right now. I have stepped away from that as I'm working on more of a book.
What is one thing that you see that I'm missing that I could do to really open it up more?
Well, let me, can I have the ball?
On a personal level.
Take it
so down. before we get to that, there's a masculine energy that is still lingering, and it's not so much like it doesn't have to be recent. It could be from the there's someone still involved around you guys, and it's like aggravating. It's actually not allowing you and your daughter to connect as much as you should. There's also things that you and your daughter need to talk about from the past to bring it to the present, so that it could be all love. It's not that you guys don't love each other. I want to get to your question, but hold on a second. There's also this kind of feeling of, you know, that what you've done so far isn't it for you, but you're also unfulfilled. You're like, what is next? So this is where you're going with your spiritual journey. You've been going through this, like you're going through like a mini awakening, and mine was not mini, but you're seeing numbers and synchronicities. You're waking up to there's multiple reasons, but you're also skipping over timelines. So you're already aligning without you knowing, hence you being here right now and me being here right now. So what you need to do is start, well, I'm not trying to solicit you. You need to find someone you're comfortable with that's going to teach you what you need to do and explain it to you in ways that you're going to also understand. So what I recommend you do right now from what you were saying is, I'm not a person that does the typical meditation stuff. I do a little bit of, you know, getting into this mental space real quick, and then we go into other things. But what I really recommend you do, because I have ADD, and you mentioned ADHD, you really need to just sit
uh-huh.
still, which is one of our most non-favorite things to do. And don't look at your phone. You don't need to play music. What I do sometimes is I'll lay down, and like, without it snowing, it's still nice out here, I'll lay in the grass and just lay there. And I'm not asking questions. And then eventually I'll start asking myself, and I was just talking to this about a day ago to a friend of mine, your inner being is separate from your external being. Your external being is who you know so far, your senses, your perception of reality, what you think about. Your internal being is the connection to your higher self and who you truly are. And the way your gift is going to come even more strongly is when you get more in tune with that inner being. Because you're going within yourself and not just doing the daily of the reflection of your reality. It's taking that time to really feel and sit with it and not wait for it to pop in. So you felt like calling, right? You called in. Something about that idea felt good to you. that's a little sign right there that you felt good with doing it. You called in, and that brought in that timeline. So there's a lot of things that are happening at once. I know I'm hitting you with different metaphysics here, but I want you to know the law of attraction, too. You're bringing in a lot of this, too, in a great way. And a lot of things are going to be popping off and showing up in front of you in ways where you're like, how did that even happen? But you asked for that answer. And so the more intense you ask more questions and the right questions, the universe is going to bring you the people and opportunities that you're looking for, but you can't avoid them anymore. So don't be like, oh, that's weird, and then walk away from it because it's too weird. You're going to have these events that are synchronistic, and you're going to go, I wish I had someone to explain this to me, and bam, here we are. So, but to answer your question, sit still. Don't play anything. Be quiet. Quiet your mind. Just lay down. And then after like a minute or two, start asking the right questions to your inner self, which I would do is, you know, I would say, what does Joe need to know right now? And the first word that pops in that's very simple is the answer. So Joe needs to know what happiness is, right? And like, what about happiness does Joe need to know? That it's not about, let your mind answer it, but we complicate it. And I teach people how to connect you to your intuition, your gift, getting into the flow state. And I don't make it difficult. I make it very fun. And it's supposed to be fun, too. I don't just leave you like, I want people to sense, I'll interrupt sometimes and say, see what you did right there? I want you to know that feeling. Did you feel that? And they'll go, yeah, this is what that means and what you just did. And I want you to know, because that way you know what that feels like when spirit or your guides or this comes through and it's not confusing. So that's my spiel in a simple method.
I got you. So sit real still in a quiet place.
Yeah, the goal is really just to sit still. Don't overwhelm, like lay somewhere. Don't get overwhelmed with senses or the lights, or just lay, sit still, because what's happening is you're forcing yourself to be with yourself. And with ADD and ADHD, when you mention, to me it's the same thing, just different polarity. We don't want to do that at all. We hate it. So the goal here is just to lay down and not worry about getting the thing done or going here or going there. Just be with yourself. Step one, do that for 5 to 10 minutes. Just do that. Don't even look for a sign. Just sit with yourself for 5 minutes, no music, just lay there, and let your mind do what it's going to do, but shut down any ideas or thoughts to come in, because it's not important. What's important is you there with yourself first. Then, as you progress, let's say the next day or that night, do it again for another 5 minutes. Slowly introduce questions, but don't make them complicated. Because you're learning to tap into your higher self, which is within you, and we don't often do that. We're often just external. We're often just doing the sensory of the reality. But when you go in, you're going within yourself, which is closely connected to the spiritual realm, your higher self. You're going within to check in with you. So without knowing this subconsciously, a lot of us are living this life, and we're going, I need that. I need this. And this is where, you know, we can find addictions or the wrong answers, and we just keep filling a void. But when you start to focus within your intuition, you tap into truth. You tap in, and that will stick more during your reality because you get in tune with yourself. And don't get me wrong, I'm human, and I still have my moments where you fall out of alignment a little bit. It's just a part of life. But for you, that's the topic. I don't want to overwhelm you with that. You're more than welcome to message me on Facebook. The link's in the description here, and ask questions about sessions. And if not, feel free to ask questions in general. And if I have an answer for you, I love giving tips and helping people.
All right. And what is your name?
My name is Awesome Joe. My name is Joe LaCastro. I go by the name A Millennial's Third Eye. Call me Joe for short.
Millennial Third Eye?
A Millennial's Third Eye. Yeah, on the on this link here in the info, if you look up on Facebook, A Millennial's Third Eye, it's 2.0, so it's very confusing sometimes. But the link is in this episode description. I'm also on YouTube, too. I'm everywhere. Just look up A Millennial's Third Eye.
YouTube. Okay, I got YouTube.
If you want, I can give you my business number. You can text me.
Okay. What is that?
It's area code 845.
2093. 2093. So if you had to, so am I more empath or what do you call it? All the other ones.
You're definitely an empath. I'm not a fan of clairvoyant, clairaudient labels because it's just my opinion. You know, everyone's different. This is just me. Clairvoyant, like
I have dreams, but then I'll think something like right before it happens, or I know when I walk in a room if I can trust somebody if they're a bad person or a bad drama person, if that makes any sense.
So you are no doubt an empath for sure. Most of us are, but where that goes into is that you're a psychic intuitive as well, but a multidimensional being. So intuitive, you're picking up the energy of the room or sensing what's happening or going to happen, but you can remember this is that you can alter things. I don't want you to think that even though we're also, I'm a psychic intuitive, we think that we can prevent everything. Sometimes we're meant to go through those things to make us stronger and better. So don't get upset about certain things. Multidimension is where you can go and see in different aspects than just this realm. So this is where the sleeping might come in. Or coming in with different angles. So don't get overwhelmed so far. And also remember this. Don't be afraid of anything.
Okay.
All right. Stay in touch. Message me with any questions. And thanks for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. And you guys have a blessed one.
You too, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan, Krista going hard in the paint on this radio show. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. That wasn't too hard. I could have gone harder.
No, I know. You're awesome.
I'm like, there were so many sexual jokes there. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go there.
No, this is like when we're not doing like readings, you have the full floor. We could do sexual jokes. We can make funny references, penis, whatever you want. I mean, like, whatever. Some people are worried that their people are going to hear them on this. Like, if that, I'm not judging anyone, but you basically, like, you can say whatever you want.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
What I want to do is play a song, take a break. Krista, if you want to stick around or if you got to go, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm going to hop off here. So, blessings to all you guys. Thank you for having me on.
Namaste.
Namaste.
It was great catching up with you.
Yeah, cool. You too. All right. Love you guys both. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Love you. All right, Candace, I'm going to play a song, and we'll come back in a little bit and enjoy the rest of the show. What do you think?
Sounds good.
What kind of vibe were you thinking? Were we looking for like a what's the vibe? Give me a mood.
Oh, God, mellow.
Mellow? I got you. I think I got you. What about the wave song?
The wave? Sure. I'm not sure what it is, but I trust your judgment in music.
All right, let's go with it. If it sounds horrible, I'm going to play another song. No, that's a depressing song. No, I thought it was a different one. I got you. Here we go.
Well, she ain't got no money. Her clothes are kind of funny. Hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, but love grows whereby rosemary goes. And nobody mystery. Oh, but love. rosemary cold and nobody knows. Like me, there's something about a hand holding mine. It's a feeling that's fine, and I just gotta say, she's really got a magical spell, and it's working so well that I can't get away. I'm a lucky fella, and I just gotta tell her that I love her endlessly, because love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me.
I am His Holiness, the Guru Pitka. Welcome to my ashram, the Ecumenical Intuitive Enlightenment Initiative Organization, or EIEIO. Guru Pitka had a farm.
EIEIO.
And on that farm, he did no harm.
EIEIO.
Okay.
If I sit like this any longer, I'm going to pop my dink bag.
Listen up. I am a guru.
Let's look at the word guru, okay?
My goal is to get you to say, G, you are you, TM. And the you of guru is intimacy, or into me I see. Without intimacy, you feel nowhere. Tonight, I want you to go from nowhere to now here. Yeah. It's like in the electric company, you know? Now. Here.
Nowhere.
My laws of intimacy are kind of like my Bible. And let's look at the word Bible, shall we? The Bible is basic instructions before leaving Earth. TM. Put that shit on a t-shirt.
Show the t-shirt.
All right, so welcome back after a little short little mini break of the song. So I was thinking about this yesterday, Candace, like what happens when we die? Like I like to think about things in a funny way. Like you go back to, you go back to some peoples and they're like, Candace, how was Earth? Like how was life on Earth? Like, you know, so what's something that you would say like 5 out of 5 stars, like you must try. When you're on Earth, and don't say the pizza.
What kind of question is that? God, sex.
Well, it's funny you said that because I was talking about. Yeah, I was talking about like we're. I was talking about sex dungeons, and I was like, first of all, I've never been to one. But I was like, that's so funny. Like, what if you die? And they're like, the top thing, like, what's the top thing you must try on Earth when you get there? And sex dungeons, 5 out of 5 stars, must try.
That's funny.
I have not
realized, though, sex, an incredible amount of energy sharing. Crazy.
Yeah. I think there's so many different aspects to that, but you're right.
It's crazy.
So many. I don't want to get into it. There's some people freak out. You gotta be careful. Yes, but I think that personally, like you can actually, because I've done this. I didn't know I could do this because I was emotionally cut off, which is very rare for me as an Aquarius Pisces cusp of an emotional person, which is super rare. But I chose to work on, because I didn't want that emotional connection at one point. And I didn't want, and I was very blunt about it. And for me, it worked. And for sure, like, people can easily be like, well, it's narcissistic. Well, there's so many things about narcissists that you would say, like, I'm definitely not one, so we can get past that. Now, but you don't have to, but there is energy sharing. And I think where your thoughts go is where your energy flows, right? So your intentions. So you don't have to. You can fuck around and find out for fun. But you don't have to. You can, look, you fuck around and find out, you get the whole spectrum, right? Then you have, then the next step would be there's an emotional connection. Whoa. And then there's the, but then you can get to the part of controlling your emotions. Now, it might sound bad, but it's just more so like where the person's at. But you are right. Sex is a very, it can be very powerful too with the right person. You guys can manifest some crazy shit.
Yeah.
The right person. But yeah, interesting topic. Especially with the blood moon energy. I don't know what that combination would be like.
I don't know. I definitely wouldn't be making those stupid mistakes tonight, that's for sure.
Well, if Krista says don't put your crystals out, that's the thing going on, like don't, if that intense. I don't know, maybe youth protection.
Double up.
Double up. All right. You want to know the truth, Candace? I'm going to tell you the truth. Yeah. So my first time, I was 14. And the first time, I didn't know too much. I knew enough, but I doubled up. And I was like, I don't know what the... I didn't know. But you fuck around and find out. You learn.
Yeah, I suppose.
I guess I was too cautious.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that sometimes.
It was very, very different. And, you know, the first time you're like, I don't know. It could have been earlier for me, but I think because it was too nervousness, you didn't know, you know, the swing of things yet. But I don't think that's like something, I don't know, it's just what happened. People, I think, have different ages. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I think some people just still have them yet. I guess in all aspects of life, regardless, if you haven't done anything yet, rather than sex or some other shit, and you want to do something, well, first of all, sex is a different topic. You got to be respectful, obviously, but don't let your nervousness of, I don't know yet, like, keep you away from experiences. Meaning, like, I did open mic comedy.
What
for,
is that?
What?
The fear of the unknown?
The fear of the unknown. That's damn right, Candace. I wish I had a button lined up to play a sound bite thingy, but that would have been a great, I don't know what this sound is.
This is the location of the 20.
No, that's not it. So.
No, not it.
Yes. Say that one more time, Candace.
The fear of the unknown. God,
yeah.
That stops us from doing, that stops you from like living life. You know, I used to be like that. I used to just be afraid of, like, just afraid. Because what could go wrong instead of what could go right, you know?
It sounds cheesy. It sounds super cheesy. What, it's like when someone's so annoyed with life, and you're like, you're focusing on the negatives, look at the positives. And, like, a lot of times I want to be like, what positives? What positives? Like, because it's super easy to be like, here's all the reasons why I'm not happy. And then the fear of the unknown, yeah. I remember when I was waking up, hashtag woke or wake spiritual awakening angels, I was aware of the fear, and then I was aware of the unknown of the fear. Meanwhile, I was at my job on my lunch break talking about the same thing because I was afraid to quit my job. But I did eventually do that. So, but then it comes back around. You got to trust this process of life is not linear. It is not like,
no.
And then I learned it and it was great after that. No, you learn it to get ready for your cycle 4 years later, back again, do it again better type of thing. And you got to do it. It's fun. The unknown sucks sometimes because
it happens in cycles.
Everyone gets afraid of, it does, for real. It happens in cycles, but it grows out wider and upward. Unless if we don't grow,
right.
It starts spinning. you go up, but then it comes back down, you go up, goes back down, so you get stuck in a loop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The loops. The loops will get you. Oh, we got another caller. We got area code 267. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your social security number?
Sure. This is Jessica, Pennsylvania, and 262-510.
No. Wait. I had to put it on mute for a second. You didn't really just give me your social security number.
No, I was just fucking with you like you were messing with me.
I love this. Can you call back again? I was like, I hope she's not really giving. I had to put you on mute for a second. I was like, wait a second. So what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jessica, Pennsylvania.
Jessica, Pennsylvania is her full name?
I'm calling from the state of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is my last name.
Oh, God. Joe, you need to come with a warning?
No, yes. She needs to come with a warning, too. She's dope. I like
it. Oh,
so what's going on, Jessica, from Pennsylvania? How you doing?
Good. I wanted to know what you guys are picking up as far as a job for me. I have been interviewing, and I guess I'll just leave it kind of there. Let me see what you guys get, and then I can add to it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're supposed to be doing comedy, though.
It's an added bonus that I just bring with me.
There's definitely some sort of, I want to say things are becoming into an alignment for you, where it's becoming more balanced for you in your life.
Both of those, yeah.
But it's like, you have to go, going through a lot of difficult things, whether it's like, you know, in your job to find a better one, like, you know, getting laid off or fired or whatever for this other opportunity to come through. But it will, I mean, how bad do you want something else? You know what I mean? Like, how bad do you want something new?
That's right.
Is it something
loose?
You know, it's something that are you waiting for it to happen to you? You know, or are you actively doing it yourself? Like, do you want change, or are you just waiting for it to happen?
Yeah. So you know? I love what you said, and I want to take. Is it cool if I go? Can I go now?
Go. Your turn. All you, bud.
So you've been, I don't know how long this phase of, I pulled some cards too. You got the Hermit card as a subject. So you've been, the Hermit's not a bad card. It's the wise one that's going through transition and finding the next path. But you've been kind of in this position for a little bit. And we actually talked about this earlier. You need to be more blunt with yourself on what it is you really want. What I mean by that is how much money, and everyone wants more money, but be realistic. Okay. What type of job you really want? Because there's something about not only the ending of cycles, but I'm not just talking about career. I'm talking about relationship. If there's something bothering you with a person or what had happened, it has to be either complete. Because you have the death card in reverse as the obstacle, meaning this. There needs to be things that still need to be completed. And I know it sounds weird, but this is how life kind of works sometimes. Even though there's a subject that's over there, that's not completed, let's say love or relationship or whatever it is, and then over there is career, there's still energy and emotions still that need to come to the surface in the sense of how you really feel, what you need to say, what bothers you. You need to clear the air with, and this is all entangled with being true to yourself, what you really want out of something, not expecting anymore, this is what I want, because Spirit's telling me you are really good at being blunt, but they said that you need to be more blunt when it comes to, even if it's a job interview, right? And you have the job interview and they're saying, all right, so what are you looking for? Don't worry about saying the wrong or right thing for that interview to get the job. Say what you need to say to get, make sure that they're not going to dick you around in that, at that job, or they're not going to mislead you. Because what I'm hearing right now is you have a family member, and I'm, right now, don't ask me who, it's a feminine energy. I'm not always like, we're doing a mini reading right now. It's an older soul. So to me, it's like a great grandmother, grandmother, or someone like that. But I'm hearing them tell me that they don't want you to be misled anymore with career. They also are telling me that you're supposed to be doing something with your own business eventually, or starting small. They want you to start doing something with that on the side. So what they mean by that is start a job. It's going to come in. But at the same time, they don't want you to put off anymore this overwhelming feeling of, I want to do my own business, but they're telling me that you're starting to think of it too big. They want you to think of it small. On your, you're going to have to work double time, but it's going to grow into more where you're going to take over your own business. I'm hearing that you kind of do, but we'll keep going with this. You need to be blunt with people. What are you expecting from this job? Well, this is the money amount I'm looking for, because this is the experience I have. This is what I'm looking for, this position, because especially this lady that's coming from your family, and when I say this, ancestor from the other side, they said, you deserve title, position, da-da-da-da-da-da. No more of this, okay, I'll take that, and I'll wait a year and see where it goes. They're saying, you've done this already. The other thing I'm hearing, too, is that the transition that you're going through, everything happens for a reason. So as much as it sucks, like, oh, where's the money going to come from? I'm hearing that you were good for a while, but there's still concerns with, you know, moving forward, which is normal and understanding. Everything's, whoever this is really close to you and really loves you and cares about you a lot. And they've been watching over you and telling you they want to see you succeed in every aspect of life. What I'm also hearing them say is, let go of your age, let go of how old you're supposed to be when you have this and that and what you have now and don't have. You're going to have a lot of things that you didn't think you were going to have. So be patient with that. Trust me. I know what I'm hearing is, well, how are you going to, I'm this old. I'm not, that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm getting. So let's go back to this job thing. Things are going to move much faster when you start being blunt with people that need to hear it from you in every aspect. When I say blunt, I don't want this relationship anymore, or I do want this, but if you don't do it, you need to speak your truth. And that's going to carry on into job interviews. I see 3 to 4, you're going to get 3 job interviews, but you're going to take 2 job interviews, because you're going to find out the third one, something about the other two. There's 2 that you're going to get. One I see more of one's an at home, but also there's confusion with this. Again, you have to figure out what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. You need to know how much money you want to make, where you want to be, what you want to do, instead of, well, I'm going to apply for this and see if it works. And if it works, I'll move forward with it. That's what I'm hearing. But you are going to get this job that you want. Finances are going to come in. There's also something you're not even looking at financially that's going to even come in as a blessing, which is, it's interesting. It's good. For example, I'm not saying this is going to happen for you, but my 2019 taxes came in like last week out of nowhere. It was a blessing. So that's something like that. You're not seeing it coming in. It's something going to come in that you didn't even – so you're good. I think that's a lot. Hopefully I didn't overwhelm you.
No, I mean, it's great, both of you guys. It's a lot of the stuff I've been thinking about, a lot of stuff I've been talking to my guides and my spirit helpers about.
I was just going to say you're spiritual too, and I wish I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the thing that that you talked about that I'm still sort of like wiggling through, and I do understand it's like a process, is that how should I just phrase this? Because I don't want to go into a whole, like, story. I'm doing an interview tomorrow, and she already told me, like, around the range that they're paying, and it's low. But I don't have anything right now. So I go through this thing that I'm like, you know what? I have a lot of experience in this area doing trainings, blah, 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 whatever. And I want to be making between this range and that range for this, like, sort of not an entry job, but just for me just to have something in order to then bounce to the next one. Because I'm happy to do that leapfrog thing. And I want to just bring something in right now, because it's been a couple of months that I've been, like, working with energy, readjusting things. So
okay.
I don't know. I also do have that conversation with spirit that I'm like, okay, I'll take this job that is the lower pay, but at least it still gets me into a situation that I can get into renting a new house, and I can just be settled with that for like a month or whatever it is, and then I jump to the job that I really want. And I just feel like I'm kind of struggling a little bit with that, because spirit's like, just say the money that you want as far as, and the job that you want is exactly what you were saying. But I have this like sort of hesitancy or this block within me, something that I don't, it's a new industry for, it's doing retail training in retail, sales, customer service, and like communications training, leadership training. It's still a new area for me. It's consulting work. And I have a connection in there of this company that I'm waiting to hear back from me, that I think they're going to get back to me next week. I want to accept something in the meantime, because I kind of feel like, for some reason, I feel like that might take a little bit more of negotiation or this or that to get going. So I don't know if that's a screwed up way of looking at things, that I try to get these like lower paying jobs. They never really, I never end up connecting with them. I never get hired for them, or when I go in, it's an incredibly toxic environment. I end up doing my work for them anyway, and then I get resentful because I'm not getting paid what I should be paid. So I'm not sure how to resolve. And I am going to go with her tomorrow and say, look, I wanted to be getting between this range and this range, because and this is like the minimum. And I was going to say that to her. I was going to just practice just putting it out there. So that is just confirming what you were saying too.
There's something about your worth, because you already know that what's going to happen here. And I was going to say too, tell them what you want. And if they're not willing to do that, tell them, I'll do it for this, but understand that I'm not going to go past this amount of hours. I'm not going to go past this responsibilities. And I'm saying that not to be mean. I'm saying that because I'm going to be blunt with them. I'm also going to be looking for something else. You know, I'll do it for this amount of time. You need to speak your truth. And when you speak your truth, it opens up a lot more opportunities. The other thing that's happening too is the universe is testing you. The universe does it with relationships and people. So let's say relationships, right? Someone comes into your life, and there's so many different chapters of learning, but they come in and you learn more about boundaries and responsibilities and trust and all this other stuff. But a lot of times people will be alone for a while, and someone will just pop in their life like that. And they think that that's the one, they got to hold on tight, and they fall in love real quick. And you have to learn different stuff. But when you actually go, you know what? I already see the red flag here and here. I'm not overthinking this. Let me talk about it real quick with them. And you do, and it's even more of a red flag. You learn to go, you know, sorry, this is not for me. I'm going to move on. I think it's nice meeting you. Then the universe brings you someone else. And the universe is like, all right, cool. You didn't like that one. Let me see about that. What do you think about this one? And you meet them. You're like, oh, this is nice. You go on a date. And a lot of people get frustrated because, when is this going to happen for me? Finances, career, you know, we get frustrated. It's normal. So we go into it for like a month. You meet someone. And let's say a red flag pops up, and you're not looking for the red flags. It's like, all right, so I told you, we talked about this. This is who I am. And this is not my thing. I'm not judging you for it. And maybe they're not cool with that either. And you go, okay, well, it's nice to meet you. Move on. The third one comes. The universe brings you a third one. It's all about trusting the process. The third one might be even better. And you're going, okay, you're not looking for problems. I'm not saying you're looking for them. I'm saying the universe will bring in options. But a lot of times people want to just jump into the first one because it's all we see right now. And the universe likes to test us on our trust in the process and how much further can you hold on. It gets a little interesting, but if you can let go, you're going to see a lot more, but don't settle is what I want to say, is because you're going to get stuck and frustrated, and you're going to wind up, just be blunt and speak your truth. And that's what will help you open up a lot more opportunities. Helping people too.
Well, so let me ask you something as far as like, if this, let's say this position is like a maximum bill, they'll pay is like $25 an hour. And that's nowhere near what I should be making. I should be making like I want to make $150 an hour, because again, it's a consulting stuff.
How many hours a day? How many hours a week?
Just a few.
Okay, four.
For this job is a 40-hour a week job. It's a manager position. Okay. It's, you know. So it's, what I'm saying is, like, I don't think that I go in there And, well, I don't know. I want to hear what you say, but I couldn't go in there and say, hey, look it, I want to be making $50 an hour with your company to start. Like, that's how I would start in this company with you guys to build it up. Is this the job for me, or do you have another opportunity, or what? I don't think that that's wise maybe to do that. I'm not sure. But for me just to say, oh, instead of the 25, I'm looking for the range between 30 and 40 an hour. I don't want to price myself out of these things because, again, I do need the money. So I don't know what the way to do this is. So
don't
if
overthink
I price
it. What do you feel for knowing that this is going to be temporary for you, knowing that you're only wanting to do a certain amount of time? What do you feel is the right? And I'm, don't take it when I say what do you feel, meaning I'm not right or wrong. I'm asking you your intuitive emotional input. What would you tell them?
Trust it. Trust your intuition.
I would say try to make at least 25 an hour. 25, yeah, I would say if I can make at least 25 an hour, I would do this job. But I don't think I would tell her I'm still looking for another job. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well,
they don't know
I get your point.
They don't.
The only thing here that I want you to focus on is don't sell yourself short. This could be more than you think at the same time. But the whole point is just speak your truth and don't sell yourself short in your value. Tell them exactly how much you're looking for, that range. But at the same time, don't take it just because you need it and it's much less than what you, because there's working and then there's putting all this time and energy to it and you're not getting paid right and you're not happy. You're going to be looking anyway. You want to be able to at least open some step. But the only thing here I want you to remember is just be honest and speak your truth when it comes to your value and tell them what you can do. For example, I'm a chef. I've been a chef for 9 years. I've opened places. I've been a sous chef, all this fun stuff, catering. And one of my friends from high school had a family friend that wanted some help opening his restaurant. And right off the bat, I said, look, and this is what I mean by speak your truth. I said, look, here's the deal. I've been here before. I said, if you want me to help you, no problem. I'm not going to go hourly. I'm not doing, in 3 months, I'll give you a raise. I'm going to want a salary. And I'm only going to be here from X amount of time. I'm not going to stick around for this whole thing and then, you know, 7 months later. And I mean that because I've already been here. And it's not that I can't do my job. And we went from there. And he said, well, I'll give you this much. Okay. And from there, we started looking at everything. And that's where I saw things going downhill already. And it had nothing to do with me. It had more so to do with timing. The actual knowledge and experience, this person wanted to give me, for example, if you had bought, an Outback Steakhouse building and you renovated the whole thing and that looks like an Italian restaurant, and then you give me the menu for Outback and said, well, it worked here before, so let's do it again, and I want to open it in a week. And I was like, do you understand what you're doing completely at all? So I had to explain that, and my choice was to step back, and I said, look, I even brought up some menu ideas and it was going downhill. And I said, look, I stepped back and I had no money. I actually needed to pay bills and I was screwed. And that's why I said, trust the process, because my 2019 taxes came in out of nowhere last minute. And I was like, holy shit. Don't sell yourself short. Put your value in. Don't fear the unknown. We were just talking about that earlier too. The unknown is what's going to happen next. And I want you to practice this today too. Don't even worry or think about the job interview or what's coming. I want you to be more in the present moment, be happy, treat yourself to stuff, do what you need to do, but don't worry because it puts out this energy of resistance, which means that it pushes away more of what you want. I'm not saying you're worrying per se, but trust the process, let go, be happy, play some music, and realize that you are awesome because you are. You made me laugh before, which is pretty cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I love all the advice. I am just sort of, I want to get in there. I want to start on that path of the job jumping type of thing, you know, at a higher level, let's put it that way. So
I think that's
just like where my frustration comes into play. I've only been playing with energy for a couple of months, but because things have gotten better with it, but I still have I haven't connected with anything. You know what I'm saying? I notice those red flags really quick, and I'm like, oh, this stuff's going to suck. I can't do it.
I want you to think about what you said, though. You said, I want to be at that position in a higher way, which is great. And I want you to ask yourself, what is that position to you? What is that? You're setting yourself up for a goal, which is important. So what is that? And nothing, like I said before, is linear in progress. We're meant to go up and down and all over the place in a different way. That's why people don't understand life's not perfect. You're meant to go from this job, and it's not going to grow there. That's why it ended here. Life brings you over there. Everything is development. So think about your goal and what that is, all right? And don't forget to follow us on social media. I need 1,000 followers on TikTok.
Nice little plug there.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, thank you. It sounded like Candace was saying something. Did you have something
to
say?
Oh, well, I think that I think you were calling really for asking for more, I guess, validation for yourself. Because I had pulled the card and intuition was like upside down. Like you know what you're feeling about what you're wanting to do. Like you want to. Because you have another job that in the wings, like another interview coming up. And to get this job to hold you over until that one comes up. Because that's going to be the better fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm learning a new skill to do that bluntness. Mm. That's exactly what it is. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. That's where my power is, just saying what it is. But I've had all this programming, you know, like everybody.
Yeah.
I've had programming to basically shut up, don't say that. But I see that when I do just say whatever I want, doors open for me. And people, the river parts. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my power. Which was stripped from me, by my mom when I was a kid. So now I'm reclaiming it, and I'm trying to do it with work, and I'm just sort of like, how am I doing this? Like, there's just it's new. It's
so you need to use your words with demand. You need to find the words to put together and manifest it and say with demanding power, I am getting this job, and you don't have to know what it is yet. This job is coming to me and I'm getting paid X amount. Like, you have to demand that power and speak it and not question it. So that's how you're going to bring more of that opportunity in. So you're telling the universe the power.
That's exactly what I do all day long. I've been doing it for my house. And that's the thing. I got to a certain level with the house, this house that I wanted, that I was like envisioning. I attracted it the other day, and I was like, okay, so I got to this level of the house that I wanted, but what happened was the landlord isn't right. I'm not going to take it, and something came up for me that I was like, you know what? I trust myself that I'm going to be able to pay this rent every month, but I was like, I want to have that career that I'm doing first before I step into that. So I'm like, let me focus on the career. Let me bring this in. I know I can bring it in really quick. And I'm fine doing it with myself, but I was, like, trying the last, like, 24 hours. I'm saying, you know what, when you go into this interview with this girl, I know she told you a certain range, you're going to have to say no. It has to be bumped up by $5.
See? That's what you need to do. You already have the intuition.
Yeah.
You remind me of myself.
You
remind me of myself. Like, we're gifted. We're still human, though, and we just need to know, like, all right, you're going in the right direction. You're doing exactly – just trusting what you're getting intuitively, like your guide. And do you do candle work?
Do I do what work?
Do you do any candle work, magic, spiritual stuff?
I don't, no. Mm-mm.
When that comes down to it or anything around that, because you have a spirit guide that wants you to do some of that stuff, and it's not bad stuff. I'm not saying, witchy stuff is bad. But when that comes time, you're going to be shown or told, you're going to see some stuff in the store maybe. I don't know, but you're going to have like a little cauldron with different little herbs in it or something. I don't know.
Doing my
spells.
It'll help.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it because I was able to, I needed to speak it out with someone who was of a like mind. So that's why I appreciate the call, you guys being there, affirming it. Because it's something I used to do as a little kid. Like, my mom used to say, well, why don't you say this? And, like, then I would practice it. And it was like, so I it was just that sort of element of like, yes, you need to say that. Don't bump it up to like the number that you really want, but like something that you're going to be comfortable making, whatever, just to kind of
There's
out.
Something about your value. There's something about your value in life.
Yeah, it is. It's the thing that I'll tell myself, oh, I see all the value I bring, but it needs to get to a certain level that that's reflected back to me and that people are like, here's the money, you know.
So practice, we got to wrap this show up soon, but for practice, not practice, just for yourself in a different way, just what I do is I tap my chest and I just do affirmations. Just keep saying, I am valuable. I am, and it's not even about the job. It's just about you in general. You are worth it. You are valuable. Just keep saying it over and over. And when that happens for me, when I keep doing it, eventually what clicks is something in the subconscious mind that you remember that all of a sudden what made you feel invaluable. And then you realize that you take it back and now you can go forward with you being valuable. And well, you get what I'm saying, subconscious healing and all that.
Yeah, but you know, you might think that you're valuable, but then if you're still attracting like these low-paying, I see them as entry-level jobs, you're like, well, I don't know how to shift this because I understand it's a worthiness thing. And it's like you're kind of just sitting there dumbfounded of like, well, I've attempted to do all this stuff. Like, you know, please help me bump up to that next level.
Yeah.
So it's,
I would love to go deeper with you on that.
I think that you know your worth. You know what you bring to a company, to the table, in any situation, it's a matter of conveying that to the other party of what you're worth, what your value is, you know?
Okay.
Being blunt about it, being upfront about it. And, I mean, when you start, I mean, because Joe and I have been through this on different levels, some people are not going to be comfortable. If you go in there and you're like, I want $25 an hour because this is what I can do. You know, this is what I know. And it's just a matter of them seeing that and you not taking anything less than what you are worth.
And I would love to do sessions with you.
You bring in more of that abundance, more of that, those higher paying opportunities, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
but what? It's okay to tell them what you want. I think this other job, though, is better suited for you.
Yeah. Oh, it's much better. I'm going to be in a power position this other job. I would be.
Yeah.
They would be looking at me for advice. I mean, it's everything that I want, literally everything that I want. I don't know what they're going to be paying or if they're looking for me to quote them a price, but I'm super excited.
But it's going to take time.
Yeah,
I think it's taking time, and you do. You need something to hold. You got to eat. You need something to hold you over, you know, until then.
You're meant to do readings, too. You're meant to do some type of healing or spiritual work for people. But if you're interested, I was supposed to tell you again. You need to get a little cauldron, if you're cool with it. You need to get 7 different types of herbs. It doesn't have to be anything specific. It's what you feel. They have to be dried, but what your guide wants you to have that, which is going to bring more abundance. And you light a little candle with that. If you feel safe with it, I'm not telling you what to do, but that's what spirit tells me. I got to share that with you. You have some sort of, when I say witch, you know, there's so many, like when I tell people gypsy, I have a gypsy spirit guide too, but they're not all the same. You have it's referred to as a witch, but I see more of the light side of her right now. Everyone has the dark and light. So if you want to do that, 7 dried herbs, you can dry your own herbs. It could be but a little cauldron and they're all kind of like tied up together. You could put a little bit of each in the pot. You light a candle and ask your guide for different things, but she wants you to bring that in. And there's something about lighting which one at different times. I can't give you all the answers now, but if you ever want a session, message me. But let us know how it goes.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's very interesting. I'll sit with that. I never thought about that for myself before. Although I know.
I
recently just did dry some sage that I got, so nice. I'm playing with it. Yeah.
Play with it. All right, let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Awesome.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're awesome. Bye.
All right, Candace. So we got Thursday evening coming up next for us, right?
Yeah. Hopefully, in my situation, I'll be able to do it. We'll see how we get the storm coming through. So who knows?
All right. I'm gonna set it up. Regardless, if you can or can't,
yeah.
I'll be here. Obviously, we'll play it by ear, but I'll still show up. Godspeed, Candace. You'll be all right. We already know you're going to be all right.
Yeah, we'll be all right. I mean, I don't know. We're just hearing different stories, what kind of, how strong it's going to be, and yada, yada, yada. But the last one that came through, when Ian came through, it just barely, we just got the outer winds, and there was a mess. I mean, we didn't lose roofs or anything like that, but this one's supposed to be a little bit stronger, so.
Don't worry about it. Every time I was there in Florida for a hurricane, they were like, be careful. And once I saw the radar come through St. Pete, like predictions, I was like, oh, no, we're not doing that. And so I went to New York. And then I'm glad I did because it was hard, I guess, to get food and stuff. But everything was fine.
Yeah.
And then the next year, you're going to be all right. You know how it is. Just make sure you get your eggs, milk, and bread because that's apparently like just in case. Who knows why we have to get the milk, eggs, and bread. But
and alcohol.
Oh, and alcohol, yes. See, this is what I'm talking about. It's much more understanding. Get your eggs, milk, and bread. And I don't know, like, what are you making? Like, French toast? Get alcohol, damn it. Drink. Have relax.
That's what we do during hurricanes. We get drunk.
Get drunk. Just don't run outside during the hurricane.
No. No. I'll get swept away in it.
Yeah. All right, Candace. Well, thanks for having an awesome show with me. Love you, my friend, my bestie.
Oh, love you, too. And thanks for Krista for coming in and everyone that called in. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah. That's right. Have a great Tuesday. Today's Wednesday? Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday, everyone.
Bye.
With my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because it's steady get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. My boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG. That's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch your brother blend. Dope rhymes with no help. There's no sense in getting while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. So some musicians cut at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to.